The moment is yours. You can do this. Yes, you can. It's easy. It's open mic. No, that doesn't sound good. Come on. It's open mic. Come on. You got to do this. This is your moment. You've been waiting for this. You got this. They're going to love it. I don't know. What if they think, hey, stop it. It's you. It's MJ.
It's open mic.
It's open mic with MJ. Yeah, let's do it. What are we going to call it? The best show ever? The best show of the decade? Show of the century. I like it. I really like it. All right, here we go. Without further ado, it's open mic with MJ. No, come on. It's open mic with MJ on 104.5 The Team ESPN Radio. The show of the century. Happy Friday, Capital Region. It's hard to believe I'll be saying that for the final time. Yes, this is Open Mic, and I am Michael Johnson Jr. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is a very special show, being that it'll be my last time on these airwaves in, it's been basically 5 years going back to a part-timer, but a lot of fun. We are, yes, going to open up those phone lines and hear from you. But I've got two very special guests in studio who've been with me through it all, for a good amount of my journey here with Town Square Media and 104.5 The Team ESPN Radio. To my right, on microphone number two, is my guy Vinny Fredericks, who's going to be taking over at least for the time being, hopefully longer, with Roger Weiland on Big Board Sports, hosts the Hot Seat every Sunday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. What's up, my man? How we doing?
We're trying to get through today. It's a bittersweet day.
It is.
The emotions are riding high.
There's a lot of different emotions today. Yeah.
But I'm incredibly happy for you. You deserve this. You've earned this. You've worked hard for this. And
thank you, brother.
Big shoes to fill, but you've trained me well.
Yeah,
and,
well.
I wouldn't be sitting here if it weren't for you. And just overall very, very happy for you and going to miss you around here.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Yeah, right back at you. And we'll do kind of our final official goodbyes a little later in the show. But I'm right back at you. I'll miss you very much. I've leaned on you for a lot, and you've done just outstanding work, and it's been great and an honor to see you grow and everything that you've done here. So that is that means a lot, and I appreciate that. Mike Palumbo is on mic number three. I've been with him for 7 months, but already know he's going to be a rising superstar in the ranks. And Mike, good to see you, and thank you both, obviously, for hanging out with me on this last show. But what's going on, my man? How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling fantastic. It's sad that it's ended. It's only been 7 months.
You believe it? We're here.
It's hard to believe it's only been 7 months. But
I know.
I mean, you've created a great foundation, I feel like, for everybody that's walked through this door, including me. Definitely Vinny. And I'm happy. I honestly couldn't have walked into a better situation, I feel like, here at ESPN. Under you, you've been a great first boss, I guess I can say. And I'm excited for your future. And I'm also excited to now work under Vinny for the next, hopefully, a few years.
I hope so. Absolutely, boys. It's going to be fun. We got a fun show lined up. We are going to actually, believe it or not, talk sports, because by absolutely not am I going to make this entire show about me, because that would be a very selfish thing to do, and I am just the opposite of that, as you guys well know, unless I'm 100% kidding, and that's when you know I'm joking.
We'll give you all the praise in the world.
No. Yeah, actually, I like it. Keep shower saying more nice things about me.
We'll shower you in attention, MJ.
Yeah, no, I know. Wait, not needed, but I appreciate it. Let's start for the final time, the main event, and I have the jersey on under my hoodie, if that's any indication or hint.
What is Mike's main event? Find out now on Open Mic.
Tell you what right now. If you had told me going into the Knicks-Hawks game last night that the Knicks were going to win by 51 points, I would have told you were absolutely delusional, crazy, out of your minds, whatever it may be, to the effect of that. They won by 51 points last night. 140-89, up by as many as 61 at one point of that game, went on a 67-67-13 run in the game against the Atlanta Hawks. The game was over in the first quarter.
What was the score? What was it, like 88-26? The speed up 61 points is unbelievable.
I mean, up 47 at halftime. It's the largest postseason margin at halftime ever. The largest ever in a postseason game is 56 points. The Knicks were five away from that. I think it was tied for fourth most all time. absolutely insane. This Knicks team, I think after last night, I think some people and some experts might be changing their pick as far as who is going to win the Eastern Conference after all is said and done. Right now, Pistons down 3-2. They got to try and survive tonight. The Celtics are going to a Game 7, and this guy right here in Vinny Fredericks deserves a whole heck of a lot of praise and credit, because if Embiid played, you said this series would go 7 games, and you are right, my friend. And I couldn't be happier that you're right, because the Knicks get to rest when everybody was panicking and they were down 2-1, and they instead, as a beautiful parting gift to me, I can wait and relax, and as I move to Hartford, know that the Knicks are going into the second round, and it may not even be against the Celtics. How great is that?
Yeah, you know what? I appreciate the shout out there, because I did.
Oh, well, it's too right.
I said if Embiid played, it's going 7, and here we are. Anything can happen in a game 7. I will say, well, first on the Knicks, 9:06 to go in the third quarter. Josh Hart hits a 3-pointer to extend the lead to 99-38. That's where the 61-point lead came from, which I want to give this shout out to any Atlanta Hawks fan that was in attendance that night. Anybody who spent their hard-earned money to go watch their team play. Think about the kids that were at that game.
Yeah.
You know, the kids who begged their parents for playoff tickets, saying, I really want to go see Jalen Johnson and CJ McCollum take down the Knicks in game 6. I think the Atlanta Hawks should reimburse any fan that paid to go to that game. That was an absolutely abysmal performance from Atlanta, but yeah. Credit to your Knicks. OG Anunoby led the way on offense. He was, what, 9-for-10 at one point at the end of the first half? And overall, just a dominant performance. And Boston-Philly, I know you're hoping that you get the 76ers, but I honestly am starting to think that I could see the Knicks beating Boston, even if Boston wins Game 7. At first, I had Boston coming out of the East, but the talent gap is starting to really get noticed. When Tatum and Brown aren't having spectacular games and you have to rely on Derek White or Luka Garza and Nemias Kita to guard Embiid, it's not working out so far for Boston. So anything can happen. I'm predicting Boston wins game 7.
Yeah.
And I will take your Knicks to then beat Boston in, I would say, 6.
Okay.
Maybe 7, but I'm not going to make a 6-7 joke.
Okay. I thought you were going to.
I have respect.
Okay, good. All right.
But yeah, either way. I think the Knicks find their way to the conference finals. That's where I'm leaning right now.
I like it. Mike?
I mean, honestly, it was a ridiculous game. I was on the board for your Phoenix game last night watching the game. And it was ridiculous. And to your point, Vinny, I don't even think they need to refund the tickets to the Hawks fans, because half the fans in that arena were probably Knicks fans anyway. Because the Knicks fans travel well. And I even remember it was game, what, 4 or 5 when the Knicks... you could still hear the crowd and the Knicks fans roaring over anyone. I mean, it was just an incredible performance. And I think you can definitively say that the Knicks are the hottest team in the playoffs right now.
Yeah,
and they kind of just put everyone on notice. I don't know what happened, but they clearly heard all the criticism and used that as fuel to motivate them, because they just won that series in such... They put such an exclamation point on that.
Yeah.
That going into the next series, no matter who they play, that team should be scared.
Yeah, very much. Very much so. And listen, I said it before, Detroit hasn't proved anything.
Nope.
And you're seeing it now. The Knicks are wired to beat Boston. There is nobody else that is a bigger threat to the Knicks. There's no Indiana to worry about, who you've lost to the last 2 years. The Cavs-Raptors series, neither of those teams scare you. Orlando may get a game or two off of you if they're lucky, if they win and move. The Stars are starting to align.
Yeah.
For the Knicks here, which is awesome. One thing about this show today is the phone lines are going to be lighting up. I'm getting texts from people. We are going to open them up to most likely the general public and population who listen to the show coming up at about 3:15. I believe a big New York Knicks fan is on the line. One of the biggest is on the line right now. Who is on line one? Who's the first caller into my final show here?
Lauren.
Hi, this is Lauren from Long Island / West Hartford, Connecticut.
Thank you so much for calling, Lauren, from West Hartford / West Hartford and Long Island and Connecticut. What is your take? We'll start, there's a bunch of things we're probably going to hit on this phone call. What is your take on the Knicks and their win, dominating win, might I add, last night?
I don't want to make this about me or the Knicks fandom at all. I love my life. I love the Knicks. That's all I'll say about that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too sappy here, but genuinely, I am so proud of you. Watching you grow over the past 3.5 years has been incredible. If there's one thing about you, when you set a goal, you just go about it and you will make sure that you achieve it. You're the hardest worker I know, and I know you've said it a little bit, but assuming that I don't know what your next step is, I'm very excited, and I hope you get to be around some awesome, incredible people, a lot more than you are now. So I am so proud of you. Listening to this show has been one of the best highlights of each of my days this past year, and I'm very excited to... I'll just say it. Spend more time with you a lot.
Yeah, no, we can. And thank you for
is
calling.
That a tear? Is that
no,
a tear?
No, I held it together.
He's hiding it, Lord.
It's getting already a little teary-eyed. I was going to say, how can I make it through the show without getting emotional? I mean, it's no secret. I'm just going to go ahead and say it now. I mean, it's because Roger already broke that news. I mean, I'm leaving for a job in Hartford, in Connecticut. So Lauren and I finally get to
I live in West Hartford.
And she lives in West Hartford, Connecticut.
No way.
So we finally get to be roommates after 3.5 years of long distance, which has been a very long, and obviously Lauren can attest to this too, challenging at times.
Lauren,
I mean, not for
luck.
Us. The love has always been there, but just navigating schedules. Yeah, thanks, Ben. Navigating schedules, traveling, going, you know, from Albany to Connecticut to Long Island, her coming here, doing this, and, you know, she's been... Or she's on the phone. You've been with me since I started. I mean, we started dating when I was part-time here, and now I've been able to work my way up. So can't wait. Right. Try not to get too sappy, but we're going to get the part of that out of the way right now. Yes, I love you very much. Thank you for the support, and couldn't have done this without you as well, being in my corner. So thank you for everything. And yes, we finally get to be roommates. So that's probably outside of professional goals. That's about the biggest bonus and personal goal. And I'll be heading down that way tomorrow to move in. So thank you for the call.
Phone lines,
can't wait.
People call in with tips. What's it like, you know, living with your significant other? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I've been a part-time.
No mouthwash in the sink, please.
Yes,
that's
no,
all I ask.
No mouthwash. I have a guilty. That's one of her pet peeves.
On,
sometimes
man.
When I'll like, yeah, like rinse
you're
with
one
mouthwash.
Of
what do you mean I'm one of the?
You got to clean the
is
sink.
Is that the worst thing you think that could be about me? Then I think I'm doing completely fine at the end of the day. Yeah, I'll work on that. I'll have to, and anything else that may irritate her at the end of the day, which isn't a lot. Right. Let me throw it out there, but it isn't a lot. But thank you for calling
in. Enjoy the rest of the show. Excited to listen to the rest of it, and I will see you tomorrow.
Yes, see you tomorrow. Love you. Thanks for calling. All right,
that's great.
I threw it in. I don't know how in the world I had that. I heard right away. I'm like, this is going to be tough, and
you didn't
I held
even
it
play
together.
The awe sound. That would have been a perfect time.
Well, I will.
He was too wrapped up in the moment.
That was great. And there's already people calling, so we can't even get through our rest of our day.
I just think you just got to rattle them off one by one.
I think
that's
we do.
What the show
what do you say we
like?
Hit a break? We open up those phone lines right now. Vinny, Mike Palumbo will be answering them. I might be able to answer some, too. If you've got a take on the Knicks, the Mets, the Yankees, the Red Sox, or you're just calling to say goodbye, we're one for one so far. The number's 518-476-1045. 518-476-1045. The final open mic continues after this. MJ Vinny, Mike Palumbo, all here on 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio. All right, welcome back to open mic here on 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio. And I thought it was going to be, you know, we would talk sports and try and, you know, get through that first and then open up the phone lines. But I'm pretty sure we're just going to have to leave them open for the rest of the show. Right, boys, you agree? Just to see who's on the line. I already thought that for that first phone call was going to be tough to get through with my girlfriend, and then my mom decided to call, and she's on the line one now. Mike, nice job answering the phone.
Yes.
I'm sure, and you got to meet her through the phone. But my mom is on the line on my final show, so let's see if we can get through how we can get through this this phone call here. Mom, how are you? Thanks for calling.
Hi, Michael. I'm trying to hold it together. I've already been crying, so I'll make it quick. We're so proud of you. I'm so excited for you for your next job, and you just did amazing at the station. I remember when you were started there part-time, and even when you were an intern, and you would go on Friday in the last 15 minutes of the show. And your new show for a year has been amazing. And I'm just going to miss so much listening. I think I've listened to every morning show and your show and all the UAlbany games you called. You're so talented, and I know you're going to do wonderful where you go.
Well, Mom, thank you. Proud of you, first of all, for getting through that. That's impressive. I barely did myself. But I appreciate it. If it was a stat to track who listened to my shows or me on air the most, my mom would absolutely be top of the list. With my dad right behind, my Lauren as well, some of my friends. But yeah, I mean, you'd listen, you know, during when I was, you know, in stores where she was, wherever else, appointments, wouldn't miss it, even if it was something completely pointless I was talking about or doing, which obviously meant the world to me. Knowing no matter what, even if the station was off the air, the first person would let me know, unless it was my bosses, was my mom. So that was another reason to be super, super grateful for as well. And she'll be helping me move, which I know is never going to be not easy as well. No, but I appreciate that tomorrow, right? Yep, we'll have
I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be crying then, too.
Of
but
course.
I won't stay on the line because I'm sure there's other people
Thank
calling.
You.
But Dad, Sev, and I love you very much, and we're so, so proud of you.
Love
and
you,
I'll
Mom.
See you tomorrow.
All right,
okay,
see you tomorrow.
You,
Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you for calling. Wow. About it. Proud of my mom. That was not easy to get through as well. I guess we're going from hard to easy because that's two of the people where it's very tough. I mean, the eyes got watery from Lizzie,
a little glassy,
but we're okay. But my mom's it's serious. No, quickly another one on my mom. I mean, she listened the most more than that's why moms are the best. She'll support me no matter what. Mm-hmm. I probably could say a curse word right now on the air, and my mom would have my back somehow in some way too. So, just super super grateful for it. Really, I mean, she listens more than anybody, and probably even more than my dad and Lauren combined, which meant the world. So, thank you to her for calling in, which was great. We do have somebody else on the line that's not. It's a tough act to follow, but he's been a guy I've gotten to know for the last several years here in various avenues with radio, and it's a guy who listens to our station very much at a high level. I just saw him last night in the New York Phoenix, got a big win over the Virginia Valley Vipers. It's Paulie Walnuts who's online, kind enough to call in. What's going on, Paulie? Appreciate you calling in. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. I knew that it was going to be busy. Yeah, you could probably forget talking about sports. You're going to get nothing but these calls for the next hour. But, we go all the way back. If you remember, I helped you unload equipment out of on site somewhere with Roger, and we traded equipment back to the band together when I first met you a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell you that your parents should be proud of you. Albany should be proud of you. You should be proud of yourself. You've done great things at the station. You've been a big advocate for us and for myself. You've hyped me up on every opportunity that anyone ever brought my name up. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate it. And with Vinny and with Mike Palumbo, they're the next guys up, and I'm sure Vinny yesterday was giving me five when he was on the air.
I had to, Paulie.
I got you, bro. I appreciate it. I on behalf of myself and the New York Phoenix organization, really appreciate what you and Roger have done for us, bringing us in on a regular basis to spread the word, spread the message, get people to come. And you guys came and did live streams from games with my last team and with this one. And that's not everybody does that for people. And so I appreciate you. I wanted to make sure I called you. I called you when you first got this show, even though Sam beat me to it, the first call. But I wanted to make sure I called you on the last day, too. And as I told you last night when I saw you, man, I appreciate you and thank you so much.
Thank you, Paulie. I really appreciate that. But before we drop the line, you're a class act, total pro, and I appreciate everything you just said. You're a good guy, one of the real good ones around the Capital Region. And although I'm gone, I'll continue to follow along what you guys are doing. And a final PSA. please, please, please go and support the New York Phoenix over at M&T Bank Center. It is a great, great atmosphere. Paulie is the man. He deserves the hype. And once you meet him, I don't think you'll forget him. And that is a compliment. Make no mistake about it. So thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate the kind words. Man. And you got my number. We'll stay in touch, all right?
Yes, sir. Good luck. All right. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Paulie Wallace. Wow, we are 3 for 3. Knew it was going to be like this, and yeah. If you have any doubt that this show is going to be past 4 o'clock, then you got another thing coming for this. So a break from that just for a second. But again, the phone lines will stay open during every single break. And I know some people were going to call in about the Knicks and about everything else. We're going to talk about that stuff too. But this is a day for reflection. This is a day for the memories, and I will miss doing this with you guys at an extremely high level too, so trying to kind of soak it all in. But I have not somehow, I'm not saying this to brag because it could happen, especially when I finally say goodbye, I have not somehow shed a tear yet. You know, I'm not really sure how that's happened.
It always hits you.
It'll hit me at a certain moment, yeah.
I'm expecting it'll hit you when you take off and leave tomorrow, saying goodbye to the Capital Region. That's when it'll hit you. It's like going away to college. It hits you on the ride up. The whole summer leading up to college, you're not thinking about it.
Yeah, no.
But when you get in the car and you're headed up and you get dropped off at your dorm room, that's when all the emotions start to flutter out of nowhere.
Yeah,
so.
I'm getting, my phone's like blowing up right now too. So it's just like, which I appreciate
you're a popular guy.
Well, but I wouldn't go that far.
But I think the other thing is too, I feel like too for you, like there's so much to look forward to. So you also might be just looking about how much there is to look forward to as well in the next chapter of your life, you know, with friends and family and, you know, Lauren. I feel like it might hit you, but I feel like you might be thinking about the good more than you're thinking about what you're leaving behind.
That's always what I do. I'm a pretty optimistic person. I mean, you guys see me behind the scenes too. I try to take the positive. I think it's just like it's goodbye, but it's not a you know, I'm like shifting careers or doing anything like, you know, it's going to a better opportunity. And Lauren and I mean, that couldn't be a bigger, you know, personal milestone for us. I mean, you guys, we all go through relationships throughout our lives, but doing what you guys are in it, sports media to navigate and everything she does and I do, and just knowing you have the support of your girlfriend always, your parents, your friends, you guys, coworkers, that makes my job and what I do so much easier. So that's what I owe everybody and the listeners too. I mean, you know, it's a subjective business, you know, and sometimes people can be, you know, not like you. It is what it is, you know, but that's what kind of makes this, makes all this special. So again, we'll hit a break here, come back with more. I mean, if there's no calls coming in, we will actually talk sports, believe it or not, but again, if you wanna hop aboard and just say hi or talk Knicks or have a take about the sports, we're welcome to that too. It's MJ, Vinny Fredericks, Mike Palumbo here on the final open mic ever. Hard to believe here on May the 1st. The number, if you need it and you want it, don't be shy too. If you haven't really called in or you're waiting, we'll obviously welcome you with open arms as we make for the transition. But it's 518-476-1045, 518-476-1045. The phone lines are open throughout the show, so it's now or never on the final show to call in. We got more coming up next here at Open Mic on 104.5 The Team. Phone lines are busy here on a Friday. That's a great job to Mike Palumbo for answering those lines and remembering their names right before when he tells us, nope, we're just messing around. We have fun here. We have fun. MJ, Vinny Fredericks, Mike Palumbo hanging out on my final show. We'll go chronologically in order. On line one, we've got Jackie from Troy, kind enough to call in. How are you, Jackie?
Hey, bud. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I just heard a couple days ago, I heard about the situation and stuff, and just want to say good luck to you. It was nice to be able to meet you in person a couple times.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got a jam-packed sports night our Yankees are playing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Magic. Mm-hmm. You know, my team. But, you know, it's kind of, you know, because I was kind of hoping Kevin was going to play, but I guess he's hurt. So,
yeah.
But, you know, Orlando's doing a pretty good job. I mean, because Detroit is number one in the Eastern Conference. And I'm still kind of pinching myself a little bit in the way that Orlando's keeping pace with them. But we'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Then, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, and then that's all right. And then the Bruins. Well, let me tell you, they better not be down four nothing in the first period again tonight, because I'll tell you, those fans will be ready to boom right out of the arena.
You aren't kidding. Absolutely. Well, it's a great night. It's a loaded night in sports, loaded weekend, and several weeks coming up in sports, Jackie. But thank you very much. Appreciate the support of you, of me, of Roger, and everything you do for our station. And thank you for calling in. That means a lot. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem, bud. Good luck to you, and you take care.
All right, sounds good. You too. That's Jackie from Troy on line one. I got to make sure I get these right so I'm not mixed up. Evan from Rotterdam, line two, right?
Yes.
All right, so we'll go to Evan from Rotterdam in line two. My man, what's going on, Evan? How are you?
Hey, Michael. Hey, congratulations on your new job in Hartford. Congratulations with you and Lauren. Wish you guys the best of luck. I hate to see you go, but I'm glad to see you leave type deal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it started years ago. I used to listen to Dan and Charlie, then they left. Now you are leaving. Hopefully Vinny doesn't leave for a couple more years.
Hopefully we got it. He's right here too. So Vin, you heard the man.
I'm comfortable here. Let's stay put.
So Evan's got some entertainment, you know, for the next several years.
Evan.
Evan, thanks, my man. I appreciate that. Yeah, I got to meet you. Might have been a couple summers ago, this past summer at Saratoga. Finally, I know you've been listening. You participated in Stump MJ and called into the show too. So you know that means a lot to my man. Know that you were listening. You were one of those core listeners and follow each other on social media, which is super cool as well. So I appreciate the kind words, my man. I really, truly do. And thank you for calling in. And, well, we got each other on social media, so we'll be able to know what one another are kind of doing for years down the road. But thank you, my man. Means a lot. Really appreciate that.
No problem. Talk to you guys later, all right?
All right, will do. You got it. Later, my man. All right, that's Evan from Rotterdam. Mike Palumbo might have to go answer some phones across as they're still ringing. He's doing a great job. But my guy is on the line here as Palumbo almost falls in the studio running to get the phones.
I thought I saw that, right?
It is my man, who Vinny, you know well. He's a big Knicks guy as well.
He is.
And he was one of the main reasons I was able to get through the summer, some of the dog days of summer. Alongside Joe Lorenzo, it's Chris Lockwood hailing from St. Bonaventure, Bronx Banter. Been lucky enough to be a guest on that. Talk some Yankees, and our Yankees are rolling, as are our Knicks. Chris, my man, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing great. I told you that we were going to be on here to talk to Knicks. Uh-huh. I'm not talking about the Knicks at all.
Of course not.
I am going to make this all about you. Honestly, that's what I'm going to do. I mean, I texted you last night, and I said, what a win to talk about on the open mic finale. And that Knicks win was the best thing that could have happened for you, and I am beyond happy for that. But we can talk about the Knicks some other day. We can talk on the phone about the Knicks some other day. I wanted to call in and just say thank you from the bottom of my heart for last summer, because I went into this job not really knowing what to expect, and you made it so easy for me and Joe. You were always there for us, just made the whole learning process very easy, very understanding. If we needed a day off, you're like, take the day. It's the summer. I understand. And you just made it so easy. So, yeah, I just wanted to call to say genuinely thank you for everything.
So you don't have a Knicks take, huh? That's all right. That's fine. I'm just messing with you.
Knicks and six.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we like it. Thank you, brother. Yes, and right back at you. You guys made my job easier. We had a well-oiled machine going in the summer, and forever grateful for that. That was a fun 3 months, man, or 2.5 months. It absolutely flew by. You know, we'll stay in touch, no doubt, on podcasts, next shows, and all those other ventures too. But I appreciate it, brother. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for everything that you did for me. And we'll talk here very soon. But thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Yep. Good work. Proud of you.
All right. Thanks, Chris. That's good stuff, Chris. That's Chris Lockwood.
Well said.
I mean, it gets no better than that. I mean, this is it started to get overwhelming in a good way. How many people are calling in? We go to line two, and it's Corey from Greenwich. How are you, Corey?
Hello, Michael.
How you doing?
Good. I just want to congratulate you and taking your opportunity somewhere else, and I wish you the best luck, and I want to thank you very much for letting me on as many times as you did, and the rant line, helping going through the rant line and doing all that. and just everything. I just want to thank you very, very much.
Oh, well, thank you, Corey. Right back at you. And you're very welcome from that. You're a good man. It's a shame we haven't met yet in person, but I know that day will come at some point eventually here soon.
Oh, yeah.
I know you met Lauren back in the day when she was an intern before we even started dating, which is a pretty awesome story. But you're a good man. You're a knowledgeable sports fan. Keep calling in for Roger and Vinny while I'm away. But you're very welcome. You don't even have to thank me. You're a listener. You're a contributor to the station. And it means a lot when you're able to call in, which you don't have to do, but you do it anyway. So all the best to you, and thank you for calling in. I appreciate that.
Hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
Is there any possibility that a lot of listeners ask me, because they know I call quite a bit, they ask me, what happened to Rick and Dave? What happened to them?
Oh,
what happened?
Well, I can, that's fine. I can answer this now on air because I had to answer about 100 complaints when this happened. Truth be told, Corey, and I hate to say this because I love the show. I really do. It was a great listen. We technically are not capable to carry the show. They not to get too much radio jargon, but they changed satellite configurations and it's out of our realm. Yeah, so we were no longer able to carry the show. It wasn't a staffing thing. It wasn't a money thing. That was the true reason at the end of the day. So apologies for that to the listeners that listen. I loved the show personally as well, but that's why Unsportsmanlike's on, and we continue to roll with that. But all good. You're more than allowed to ask that question. But...
And the Knicks, if they're this hot and this good, I know I have a Magic fan that's listening. He could say differently because they've been hot, too. They could shock the world and beat possibly the 76ers or the Celtics. But I think they could have a real good chance of beating the West and winning the whole thing if they're like this.
All right. We'll see how it plays out. Let's go, Knicks. Corey, thank you, my man.
Let's go, Lakers.
Lakers, right. Appreciate you calling in. All right, so we've got two lines flashing. I'm going to line one first. Yes? All right. Let's
Michael Fulham.
What did you forget?
Yes.
Okay. All right. He's already forget. He's not. He's doing a good job.
He's doing a lot.
This will be one that will be probably tougher to get through because my aunt Chrissy, who is my mom's sister, who I forgot to include her in the list, is probably top five as of my all time listeners. But Chrissy is on line one. Chrissy, thank you for calling in. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. How are you? So happy to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you, Chrissy. I hear it in the background too, which is even better, which is great. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for all the support.
Well, I'm filling up. I'm here with Alan. He had his procedure today, but he's doing great. We're down in Boston, but he's doing great. So I said something while he's waking up to listen to you too.
Yes, and I'm glad to hear everything went well. Hello to my uncle Alan, who's there as well, listening. Two avid listeners who I love and support very much. But Chrissy, do you have a sports take, or is it just calling in to congratulate me?
I had to call in. Love you so much. I'm so proud of you and so happy for you.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Great things happening for you. I mean, just so great for you, Michael. I knew this was going to happen for you when you were little, walking around the backyard.
Yes. Yep.
Doing your sports take. So, yeah.
Well,
by the way, Jordan Spieth is doing well in the tournament.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. My guy, I'm waiting for him to get that career Grand Slam. I saw Spieth was like 7 under par after the first round, which is great. But Chrissy, I'm also proud of you for getting through this call without getting too emotional as well. So that takes a lot.
I'm starting to, but thank you, Michael. I love you, and good luck with everything. And say hi to Lauren.
I will. Thanks so much, Keeks. That's her nickname, Keeks. So I couldn't pronounce Chrissy when I was a kid, so I'd call her Keeks, as if anybody cares. But appreciate her. She's just like my mom, as if anybody out there listening could not tell or differentiate as well. And we continue to field these calls. Mike, that's great work out of you. We've got Mark from Wine and Skill is on the line. Mark, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to say you really do a great show, and you're going to be missed immensely, but I just wanted to say that.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mark. Thank you very much. And I appreciate that.
Also, I want to give a little props there to Vinny and Mike Palumbo, because they're cool guys, man, and they do a great job as well.
They're the next in line, my man.
Thank
and
you,
Vinny's
Mark.
Vinny's right here as well.
Yeah,
so they
appreciate the
that.
Kind words, man. It means a lot.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you for always listening to the station.
Sometimes I'm not awake, Vinny, on Sunday morning, so I don't get a hold of you, but you guys are great. I'll get a hold of you, man.
Absolutely. Right. Hey, you know what? Hopefully soon going forward, it'll be 10-1 with Roger Monday through Friday.
You're
always welcome to call in there.
All right. Good stuff.
Hey, good luck with everything, Michael, and go Knicks.
All right, go Knicks. That's right. Thank you, Mark. Good stuff. And you got to shout out the boys. I don't want it all. Come on. It's a team in here. Vinny
Mark's
and Mike
a real one.
Do outstanding work, and they're going to continue to do outstanding work when I leave. We've got another one. Look at Palumbo. Come on in. What do we did we? Oh, we got Chris is coming into what's?
It's your favorite something from Colony.
It's my favorite.
You don't know who
you don't know who it. You don't know who's on the line. All right, we're going to line one. Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from? Thanks for calling in. This is open mic.
This is your favorite DiPiazza twin.
Oh wow, look
Josh
at this
from Colony.
My favorite DiPiazza twin, and it's Josh. Hey buddy, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Good. I got the kids out of school, and
beautiful.
I was like, I gotta go call MJ. I gotta go congratulate him before Joe gets to you. Did I get to you before Joe got to you?
Yes, you did. You're first.
Yeah. Well, see, there we go. Listen, yeah. Mike, I won't take up too much time. I just want to say how proud I am of you. I knew this time was coming. Nobody deserves it more. The radio station has definitely taken a major hit without you there. I got nothing but great things to say to you. I'm glad I beat Joe. we're always here for you, always supporting you, and we can't wait for you to make it even bigger and bigger wherever you go. And you got all of us behind you, supporting you.
Thank you, brother. Love you. You know that. You beat Joe. Congrats. And do me a favor and stop beating me in Madden in our
I will never I will never stop beating you in Madden. And when Joe hears this, the Pacers stink, and I hope he's enjoying watching the Knicks dominate.
Well,
we
sure are. That's for sure. Absolutely.
You got to get better at Madden
you,
if you're going to have
you.
People
Let's
stop
go Knicks, baby.
You.
There we go. That's my boy Josh. His twin brother Joe is going to call in a little later too. I'm sorry, Vin, I cut you off.
You
got
to get better at Madden if you're going to ask him not to beat you.
Nah, he beats me pretty good. I wouldn't say, but
I mean, I've seen you play college football.
Yeah. We got Chris Capielli, promotions director, is in studio. We'll get to him in just a little bit if he wants to hop in as well. We've got Mike from Schenectady is on the line. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, my man?
I'm great. Yeah. I hear you're making a move. I hadn't dialed in a while because my schedule changed a little bit. But I'm like, oh, no, he's leaving. No good.
Am I going to
call up and complain about my parlays, too?
Yeah, that's right. We had a good thing going back in the back when the show started, especially with the Knicks as well. So, listen, man, I appreciate the support and appreciate you had nothing but good things to say, which always goes a long way, means a lot. And I appreciate you calling in on the final show. And the Knicks, I mean, you got to be thrilled about our Knicks because, you know, it's not every day that a team wins by 51 points.
No. I mean, that's, you know, that's great. I would rather they have won by 12 and then win by 11 and win by 13 and then win by 6 in the next one. But, you know, if they can magically keep it going, that would be great. But anyway, best of luck, kid. It was great having you here.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it. All the best to you as well. That's Mike from Schenectady, and we have to somehow break, believe it or not. That was Mike, first of all.
Yeah.
Come on, come back here.
Round of applause
for
Mike Palumbo.
You can say a few words. That's a great job by you, my man. Back and forth to the studio. That is a good job.
Wait, what was that guy saying from Colony? What was
it? It's his my favorite twin. From Colony, because he has a twin brother who the guys in the summer will remember is Joe from Peekskill.
Okay.
So Joe and Josh are twins, two of my closest friends ever, and they're huge sports fans and they're huge sports radio fans too. And we are in a Madden league together, and I'm the Rams and Josh is the Seahawks, and he beats me twice a year time we play.
But what I really want to know is your Aunt Chrissy said you used to practice your sports takes in the backyard. You were just walking around in the backyard talking to yourself about sports.
I used to do that in my room with a basketball hoop. I used to mute the TV and try to call some of the game myself. Yeah,
you had the gift.
I guess I may have. No, not really. That's I'm very fortunate for sure. Again, Chris Capielli. Capielli is in studio, the promotions director, drinking a water, I think I see in his hand. So he'll maybe join us and hop on air if he would like to as well. The phone lines are ringing. We're probably going to be going past 4. Definitely. The final open mic continues after this on 104.5 The Team. It is getting overwhelming in an absolute all the right ways for this final show. Thank you to everyone. The outpouring of people calling in is more than I would have ever expected. Thank you to Mike Palumbo for answering the phones. Michael Johnson Jr., Vinny Fredericks, Mike Palumbo, Chris Capielli, the promotions director, are all in studio. So we go from some people from my family, and Lauren have called as well, and now we go to Lauren's wonderful family, who have been kind enough to take me in almost as if I was one of their own. And Lauren's mom is on line one. She went by the alias Susan from Sayville is on the line. Susan, thank you for calling. How are you?
MJ, long time, first time caller.
How about it? No better time than right now, right?
I just wanted to call, Michael, give a quick shout out to you on this last day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. You've been fully supportive of my career ever since I started dating your daughter, which is hard to believe. It's been 3.5 years, and the fact that we're finally able to take that next step and live together is that much more sweet. So we're super excited for that as well.
Michael, we're so proud of you. You have been one of the most insightful and genuine voices across really all sports. You always bring energy, perspective, and just a real love for the game. I mean, we just are so excited for you and your next chapter. We look forward to listening, and it's just really, it's so exciting. So excited for you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you to Eddie as well. It means the world, and I'm sure, and I know, in fact, I'm going to see you guys very soon. So thank you for calling
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. Wishing you nothing but success ahead. Good luck, Michael.
All
Take
right.
care.
Thank you, Susan. And that is Lauren's mom, who is just as nice and a great person as she is as well, and this outpouring of affection continues as I've got the three of you staring at me in studio as well, trying to navigate through. This has been great. So we go from Lauren's mother to Lauren's father, who, of course, Peter on the line, who I know was going to call at some point today, which I'm very much looking forward to this conversation. Peter from Glen Cove is on the line. Pete, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
Michael, how you doing?
I am great. Excited, and I'm great, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call in and congratulate you on moving on to new greener pastures and, you know, very proud of you. And I know that you're going to have a great career moving forward. I'm very, very happy that you and Lauren are going to be living together, and I'm just overall just very happy for you guys and very, very proud of you, Mike.
Thank you, Pete. That means the world coming from you. You've been great to me, obviously great to Lauren as well. And the best part is when we come and see you, we'll be coming from the same place, and it's not from Albany to West Hartford to Glen Cove and back. But you've been a supporter of mine since day one. You've called in as well. The Knicks are rolling, which is great as well. And I appreciate you calling in. And the
This could be the year.
This could be the year. Wouldn't it be something? It's already been a big year for Lauren and I. Wouldn't it be something that the Knicks can win it too, right? That'd be great.
If Detroit gets upset and Boston gets upset, uh-huh, then the Knicks have home field advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, home court advantage, and there's a very good possibility they could make the finals.
Without question, I could see it, and I'm hoping for Philly in Game 7, so we don't have to even deal with that.
Absolutely.
Boston.
You got to root for Philly.
That's
no
right.
doubt about it.
That is right. Pete, thank you so
All
much.
All the best, Mike. I
All
love
right.
you, man, and I'm looking
love
forward
you too.
To seeing you soon.
All right. We'll see you soon. Thank
All
you, Pete.
All the best in Hartford.
All right. Thank you, Pete. That's great stuff. Boy, he's powering through. This is overwhelming outpouring of emotion. We're just we're going through the Lauren DeMeo family and the Turner side of things to her mom's older brother, and that would be her uncle Bob from Naples. Bob from Naples is on line three, kind enough to call in for the final open mic. How are you, Bob?
Good, MJ. How are you?
I am great. I appreciate you calling in.
Great.
Thank you.
I tell you, you took my little sister's call first before me. That's she must.
I hope you forgive me for that. I know that's how selfish of me, right?
Listen, hopefully she's going to be your mother-in-law sooner than later.
Right.
So I'm
right.
good with that. Don't worry.
Yeah.
but again, as everybody else is saying, I've been listening in. Great show as always, and congrats to you. You're a big time talent. You're a big market talent. You're going places. Everybody knows it. You're made for what you're doing. You were born to do it. And you are also, as great as you are, you are also humble and grateful. And I just can't say congrats enough to you and to my niece, Lauren.
Yeah.
So,
well, Bob, thank you. That means
you're moving on to great things, Mike.
Yeah.
And it's not going to stop there. And I hope you just realize, you know, the people you've worked with over the last, yeah. you know, 4 or 5 years have been great people. I know some of them. They've been great for your career and your building, and I just want to acknowledge them too. They're great people as well, and they've gave you a great opportunity to showcase your talent. So,
well, Bob, thank you very much. You've been super supportive of me and my career, as well as Lauren as well. I mean, you're a legend in the radio business. I mean, you are. The name Bob Turner is. I mean, come on now. You want to give me some credit? I gotta throw it right back your way too. Thank you very much for the kind words, for calling in. I'll continue to probably ring your phone for some career advice from time to time, and I know you graciously answer.
Of course.
We'll be down to Florida sooner rather than later, too. But thank you for calling
Great.
In, and thank you for always supporting me. It means a lot. It really does.
All right, Michael. You
All right.
too. Good luck with everything.
All right.
See
sounds
you
good. You got it.
Right.
Thank you. All right. That's Bob from Naples. Lawrence. We are just – so what we're going to do is we're going to answer some more calls. Then we will do the final sign-off, and that will be that. And maybe we'll let Chris Cappielli share the microphone at some point in the studio as well. All right, so earlier, I want to get these right. So line one, good job by Mike Palumbo organizing these. We had Josh from Colony call in, and he beat him to it, but we've got but we knew that because he's a busy guy and he's working. But someone who called this show on a regular basis when it first started, and I know he's a great teacher, and he had a little schedule change, and one of my best friends, as is his twin brother, Josh, is Joe from Peekskill calling in. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Mikey, baby! I was there for the first open mic. You think I was going to be there for the last one?
I know. Never now.
I'm like, A1, since day one, I wanted to call in. I had to make sure I rushed out of work to get on this phone call.
I appreciate
that.
So
I apologize. I have not been able to call for so long. But I am so proud of you, Mike. You are such a great talent. I know wherever you go next that it's going to be blessed to have someone like you, such a hardworking individual. Albany is going to really miss you, not just on air, but in our friend group as well. I'm happy for you. But I would be remiss if I told you that I'm not sad that you're leaving.
Right.
Overall, Mike, I think that you are a very kind-hearted person, and kind-hearted people get great opportunities, and I'm not surprised at all. You know, Mike, you best stay off that I better hear my dial tone from my last call. Give me my win,
mm-hmm.
All right?
All right.
I'm going to hang up.
All right.
And you know, Mike, you know I'm always there for you. I
yep.
love you, brother. And let's go Pacers!
We'll let the dial tone ring for a little bit because that became a bit for us, and he gets his win. That's my buddy Joe, twin brother of Josh, and truth be told, yes, love him like a brother, not only a friend as well. So appreciate him calling in. We got another one on the line. Oh, I only see one, so this could be the last caller. We're not sure. Someone I'm going to be spending a lot of time with in Connecticut, who I've gotten very good friends with over the last several years, and we'll be dominating on the golf courses pretty soon. Is Gabe calling in from Connecticut, from Walcott, Connecticut, and he is, tribute to the story, he is the husband of one of Lauren's best friends and coworkers, Julia, and he was kind enough to let me MC his wedding in California, so that without that, the further ado, the backdrop there, Gabe from Connecticut. What's going on, Skagsy? How are you?
My God, what an intro. Thank you for having me, MJ. I'll make this quick. I know we're over time, but... You know, just want to congratulate you, man, on an incredible run with the show. I remember a year ago you were grinding, putting together the logo and building this thing from the ground up.
Mm.
So it's been awesome to see what you grew it into be, and now a year later. Happy for you. Happy for you and Lauren. Excited you'll be moving closer to us. I know Lauren is, myself, my wife Julia, as you mentioned, And selfishly, I'm really looking forward to all the golf we got ahead, man.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Thank you, brother. And I will see you soon. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it is true. But thank you for calling in, brother, and I'll see you soon, all right?
Thank you, sir. Bye.
All right, there we go. That's I don't see the phone lines lighting up, so we'll talk a little bit before, and then I'll give the final goodbyes. Chris Cappielli, why don't you come front and center? He's our promotions director. He just witnessed my face couldn't be any redder just from the overwhelming support from everyone.
It's just a sunburn.
Yeah, I did get sunburned Sunday from golf. But Chris is you started right after Labor Day, and a little backdrop of Chris, he handles all of our tickets, our events, right?
No, you got it.
He handles basically everything. Not only just tickets, it's you know, anything promotions related, he's there for. Chris Cappielli, not Cappielli, Cappielli.
Yeah,
what's up, brother? How are you?
I'm a little confused as to why I'm on the show right now, but be here. Happy to wish you a happy last day. We couldn't be happier here.
Yeah, thank you, my man. Appreciate that. Chris, a Florida guy, too. With the transfer portal?
Yeah, we are.
The Florida football is officially ranked above Georgia in the upcoming recruiting class.
Wow.
Kirby Smart's fallen off his pedestal. Yeah. I'm not sure. He doesn't have it like he used to.
Guess not.
They just got a basketball player to commit to play tight end. So,
jeez, on the up and coming,
6'6", 240.
For wow, yeah. How about it? And the Gators preseason could be ranked number one for basketball.
Basketball, yeah. Well, they get Tommy Howe coming back. Mm. They just got the one 6'10" kid from overseas, so I can't remember his name, but
CJ Ingram, a lot of great returning talent. Alex Condon, who we remember made the game saving play in the national championship last year.
Chase down the loose ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's look. You guys have won a national championship within the last 2 years. I'm sure you'll be back next year because Todd Golden's not coming to North Carolina.
Nope.
Which is a shame.
You got what's his name? The old Nuggets coach, Mike Malone.
It's not a bad hire. The more I read about it, though, it's not a bad hire.
He's an X's and O's kind of guy.
Mr. Palumbo, the phone is ringing. It is actually. Well, like I said, I will allow for a few more calls as we continue did I miss something?
No.
All right, good. I was just making sure.
No.
No.
Not at all.
All right, you're up to something over there or no?
No. I'm always plotting ahead, but you know.
So you know who this next caller is?
No, I didn't plot that.
All right, good. You're plotting something?
I'm just plotting a good surprise party for you. That's what I'm plotting.
A good surprise party?
Yeah, we got to send you off on the right note.
Well, you've already ruined it.
It's no longer a surprise. Is this actually a real thing? No. We'll wait. I'm already overwhelmed with the amount of support that's coming.
I know. I just like to mess with you. I'm not going to be able to do this again for a while.
Sports. All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it. I think I know who this is on the line. So Sports Trivia Steve. Sports Trivia Steve. That's right. Mike is on the line. Sports Trivia Steve. I think I know who this is, but I'll let him go anyway. Thanks for calling in. How are you?
Hey, MJ.
How are you?
MJ, how are you, buddy?
All good. It's my Uncle Steven. Would you look at that?
Yep.
Wow. How about it? Thanks, Steve.
I helped you out with your career with all the sports trivia knowledge. You know that, right?
Yes. Yes. There's nobody that knows more sports than my Uncle Steve. That is right behind selling houses at an extremely high level. Yep. It's sports. Yeah. Without question.
Listen, buddy, wish you well. You've always been doing this since you're a little kid, walking around with a mic or pretending you were talking to somebody. And,
or myself.
We're all so proud of you.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you calling in. All the best to you and Bailey. Love you. Thank you for calling in. I'll see you soon, all right?
And anytime you have a question about something you can't answer with sports related, you know how to reach me.
I'll call or text you. You be first. That and then a house question, too. Right after that, first.
All right.
Love you, Steve.
Right.
Thanks for calling in.
Love you, too, folks.
All right, good stuff. All right, there we go. That's my Uncle Steven.
I have a question. So can I attribute your Uncle Steve for the reason why you're the master of Masters Trivia? So is that all?
No,
Steve
that's
and
a joke. He's not a big sports guy. But that's why that was the joke. But he's an outstanding realtor and he sells houses at a high level. So shout out to him, Stephen Gervin. He's the man. So back to what we were doing before. You're doing something over there.
No, I'm not.
You guys are doing something that's not distracted, answering all these amazing and awesome calls. Is there anything that you know Before we get ready to say bye, is there anything you want to share with anyone? No?
I think he's looking at Nikola Jokic memes over there.
Is that what it is?
I am still looking at Nikola Jokic memes.
I absolutely.
This is like my Christmas, looking on Twitter and just seeing Nikola Jokic slander everywhere.
Yes, it is. All right, so it is 4:09, so we'll have to now do this. It's going to be late to Freddie and Harry. And
now we get to talk sports now for the next hour.
Yeah. We'll do sports. Now, this has been great. We didn't really get the sports. I mean, we can wrap up with that quickly. Knicks are going to win the East, baby. That's my prediction. The Yankees are rolling. The Mets probably should have fired Carlos Mendoza, but didn't.
They're not going to.
Good luck to you, Albany and Siena Lacrosse this weekend. Those are some big local lacrosse games coming up.
Did you see that that Syracuse is hosting U Albany in men's basketball next year?
I did see that. Yeah, GMAC and Dwayne Killings will be facing off again.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah,
it will be a good game.
Very good. All right, boys. Well, this is... there's no easy way to really do this, but I'll start with you guys first. Vinny, I will start with you. Similar situation to Dan and I, where Dan left, I took over. You know, we each needed someone to lean on as you enjoy that water.
I'm parched over here.
Yes. Also, by the way, big game tonight for UAlbany women's lacrosse. So we're also rooting for them for a lot of reasons. Yes. You are locked in, right?
Yeah.
Is there a song you're going to be playing leading up to the game or not?
Yeah. You know, there's definitely some songs on the pregame playlist, but we're locked into UAlbany lacrosse and certainly rooting for them.
You're going to be there with a sign, big old sign.
All right. Well, now we're going down that road. Right. It's Hey There, Delilah's a good song. So anyway, Vinny, it's on a serious note. Brother, I can't thank you enough for everything that you did for me. I mean that sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I mean, when I was out on vacation, you were there. You stepped in seamlessly. You did everything at a high level. Whenever I needed something, you were there. Staying liquid, you were the ultimate glue guy. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. And sliding in for Roger, I hope it leads to an opportunity that I think you deserve above anyone else that's being considered for the position. And I mean that wholeheartedly. And as I leave, I know that the station's in good hands for you to be able to take over and do all the things, whether it's BS or not, taking over for it. Roger is thrilled to be working with you and working for you as well. But there's I could go down the list A through Z of all the times. It's too many that you've been there for me. I'm not to where I am today and going to where I am today without someone like you. So I thank you very much for everything, and I will miss you, my man. I will.
I couldn't look at you while you were saying that. Thank you for all the kind words.
A little glassy eyed there.
Little glassy eyes, but no. Same goes to you, brother. I literally would not be sitting in here if it weren't for you connecting me with Raj and getting me in here as a part-time employee and helping me grow. And really, you know, over the last almost 3 years now, you've been a phenomenal mentor, an amazing teacher, and overall an even better friend. So I cannot thank you enough. Excited to come out to West Hartford and visit you, maybe play some golf, try some of that Connecticut pizza I hear so much about. But
sure.
Really proud of you, man, and there's no one more deserving of this opportunity than you.
Thank you, brother. I really appreciate that, Vin. And yes, West Hartford trips for sure. And then to Mike Palumbo, who's in studio as well. Mike, although I haven't known you as long as Vinny, and Vinny and I go back a lot longer, you and I have forged a really great not only working relationship and friendship since you started in September. It's been a great 7 months. You're like a sponge, similar to Vinny. You're eager to learn, willing to learn, and I think that says a lot about you and your character as well. I see a bright future, obviously, like I just said, for Vinny, with you as well in this business. You again, I'm not where I am today without the help of you as well and everything that you did to help me out. You know, shout out to coming in early morning shifts for DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Yeah,
that's not easy for someone that lives far away to physically drive here and be here before 6 a.m. So I hope our listeners appreciate that, because I sure as heck did as well. But you're a great dude. This is only the beginning for you. You're going to be able to help Vinny out and keep doing your thing, and your opportunity is going to come. It's already here, but even better things are on the horizon, brother. Thank you. Great job today as well with the phone calls.
They had me scrambling.
You guys helped me on some stressful days. You guys just coming in and your presence in the studio makes it a lot better. So, Mike, I thank you sincerely as well from the bottom of my heart for everything.
No, I thank you. I thank you for the kind words. I mean, it's sad. I mean,
it is. It's sad.
It's been 7 months, but it's felt longer than that. You've been a great mentor. I mean, I know, like, you've been, like, Vinny's been here for 2 years, and you guys forged a great relationship, but I'm so happy, too, because you easily took me under your wing, and you were basically willing to show me anything and anything I had questions about. Yeah. Even when I was, like, doubting myself, you'd listen to me, you'd talk me off the ledge, and you'd give me as many...
What a way to word that.
Yeah. Okay, not like that. That's not what I meant.
That's not what I meant. Rewind, we're good.
All right. But that might have been a tool of screen, but no, yes. you were a great confidant. You were a great mentor for the 7 months you were here. I'm sad to see you go, but I'm happy for you to have your next opportunity. But I mean, man, you gave me as many opportunities as I didn't even think I'd get as many opportunities starting out as I have. And you've given me many opportunities to speak my mind on the radio, probably when I should still have a little bit more practice, but I'm very happy for you. Happy
I would have pulled the plug if I thought that was the case.
I mean, there was many times on air, both you and Vinny, you tried to pull the plug.
So. Yeah, actually, I think we had to. That's all right.
But I'm very happy for you, and I couldn't have asked for a better boss and a better mentor and a better friend to start out my career here in the media industry. And I'm also very excited to work under Vinny and continue to
You're
build
in good
the
hands.
Stations. Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, boys, both of you. You guys are in great shape. I don't even really need to show you that much because I know you've already got a grasp for it, and it's going to be great as well. So thank you for everybody that called in. There's no real easy way to do this. They say all good things must come to an end. I don't have anything written out, so this will come from the heart. I'll try to keep it brief, but I've had an incredible journey here at Town Square Media. This was my first job out of college. I was hired. I was an intern, first intern in the building after COVID and the whole pandemic there, right? And then July 16th, of course I know the date, Rain Man, that's a given. July 16th, 2021, Matty Jeff opened the back door, who's here in the store, our director of content, and that was my first day working here. I've seen people come and go. I've maintained several great relationships. How did I make it this long? I have no idea whatsoever. I guess I'm patient, and I must really enjoy the work that I did here. And the truth is, I did. And whatever it was, when I was firing commercials part-time for Westwood One NFL games from 7 to midnight, when I was part-time working with Roger, and also quickly to him, Roger deserves a shout-out again, too. He got it. He got his flowers earlier, but I know the big man's over. If you can, go to True Pickleball for a stand-up at Parkinson's Foundation. That just so happens to be today. Donate for a great cause. Roger, I know he's not listening, but I'll pretend he is anyway. Thank you for everything you did for me, for the good days, for the days I wanted to go over there and throw something at you as hard as I could. I'm grateful for all of it because at the end of the day, perspective is key, and he helped make me a better employee and a better person. I think at the end of the day, he pushed me, and all he wanted, even though he may not directly admit it, but I know it's the truth, is he wanted the best for me. And that means a lot. So thank you for everything you did for me on those road trips, for being attached to the hip for 4 years and 3 months on Big Board Sports, being your longest tenure producer. The big man, I owe you a lot, and we will stay in touch. So thank you, Roger, again, for everything. But, you know, Big Board was a huge part of my journey, being able to dabble in promotions and sales to finally get a part-time and full-time role, which I'm not tooting my own horn, is unheard of in a lot of this role in the history of this company. So I'm grateful for that and those that gave me an opportunity to be able to work my way up and then to be able to have my own show and run the station. That's pretty sweet. You know, I couldn't have, if you asked me when I started, if I'd be able to do that, I probably would have told you were nuts, but I'm grateful for it. I got an outstanding opportunity. People took a chance on me, which was great, but also, again, not to toot my own horn, you realize at the end of the day that you earned it. You know, you work hard, just like you boys have earned everything, and will continue to earn it, too. You earn it by working hard, by being good to people, and those are values that I have and will always have. Always be good to people, always work hard, and the rest, I think, will take care of itself at the end of the day. And that's what worked out for me as well. So it's been a heck of a ride. Yes, this is my last show, and yes, this is my last day, but I'll remember Town Square Media forever. And that's whether it's driving the 104.5 the team van, which I drove and somehow A, never got into an accident, or B, it never broke down for 5 years, is crazy.
Please
and,
knock on wood and, before knock, I have to start driving
wood.
That thing.
And yes, as Chris Capielli still in here, yes, there used to be a GNA van and a Q van that I also drove back in the day as well. So I don't realize how long I've been here until I realize it's been a while there, boys. But yeah, thank you to everybody that called. I mean, that was just, it meant the world to me. I'll you know, finally look back on the show and save these files probably forever, to be quite honest. And thank you to my parents, my mom, who listened to every show, who I love very much, who called in, to my dad, who pretty much lived vicariously through me. He's one of the main reasons I'm into sports. He loves sports, and I know he didn't have to call in, and he didn't, and that's totally fine because I know he's listening, and whether, you know, he would take breaks at work to try and listen, he would do what he could to listen. So thank you to my parents, my mom and dad, who I love very much, my brother, Sev, who listened when he could as well. My only sibling, my younger brother, who's about three and a half years younger. He's over at Delmonico's. So if you're listening right now, just ask for Sev. And that's my younger brother. He's still going to be working there at an extremely high level. So thank you to him. Thank you to my girlfriend, Lauren, who was my rock during this entire process. Long distance, again, is incredibly difficult to navigate. But when the love is there and you care about someone like we do with each other, it was very easy, as crazy as that sounds, to get through all the play-by-play, all the travel. It worked. So I love her and I love you. If she's listening still, and I know she is, I love you very much. Same with my parents, and can't wait to be roommates, finally. How about that? And that will happen tomorrow. I've been waiting on that for quite some time, and nobody deserves it more than us. So grateful for her. Thank you to all of my friends for calling in. There's too many to name. There really are. But they know who they are. They listen. They've supported me. They've had my back. They'll keep me in line. If they think my ego for being on sports radio gets too big, they'll be the first to humble me as well. So I appreciate all of them for their support as well. Extended family, aunts and uncles who listen and support. Stephen and Chrissy, who called. Todd, who was texting right now but didn't call. Cousins, extended family, thank you. And to my former coworkers as well. Current ones, these guys who I thanked. Dan Ball deserves a huge shout-out. So does Eric Hanneman. I'm not the person I am without them and their support as well. Eric was right there to train me to get me set up for Roger, just like I'm doing for Vinny. And Dan was there to train me to set me up to run the station when he left back in November of 2024. So grateful for him. Mike Giraputo as well with this station. Dan Hinckley, Charlie Volker, mm-hmm. who I owe a lot to as well. I hope Charlie's out there listening to. He's a great guy and a mentor and a friend as well. There's so many people to name. Sales staff, promotion staff, Maddie, Jeff, Jake Demean, my VP of sales, who took me under his wing and helped me out immensely. Jason Finkelberg, my market president, everybody up in corporate and above that. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for this opportunity. And lastly, to the great listeners out there, too. Being able to do this for 4.5 years is a job that people would kill for. I mean it, too. And I didn't take it for granted. I hope I was able to entertain and have some sort of impact on some listeners out there. My message is simple. I think the biggest and most important thing you can do is not be selfish. And although this show has turned into everything about me, I think the biggest and most important thing is if you can have a positive impact on other people. And I hope I did that to the gentlemen in this room, to the listeners out there, both men and women who tune in and listen to sports. That's probably the most gratifying thing. So thank you to all the listeners. There's so many of you to thank. I mean, the ones that called in, Jimmy for the gifts earlier, the Italian Stallion, Corey, Leon, Evan, Jackie, all my family and friends. You are what helped make this possible. I knew I was talking to an audience that supported me and believed in me, and that is extremely, extremely gratifying, and it is the motivation for why you keep showing up to work even when you're dealing with other BS. Being able to talk sports on a radio, it beats working. Right? It doesn't feel like work when you get to do that. So, one final thank you to all of the great listeners out there as well. As I will miss it and look back on these times very fondly. Well, boys, what do you say? That's a perfect way to wrap it up. The station's in good hands. Vinny Fredericks and Mike Palumbo will be back. Roger Weiland will be back. Chris Capielli is, of course, going to be back as well, as will everybody else. Yes, you deserve a shout-out. Don't look at me with that puzzled face, Chris, in the background. Boys, thank you again one final time. Thank you to everybody I just went through. Hopefully I didn't miss anybody. You know who you are. Your support means the world to me. Be kind to people. Be good to people. That's one last final PSA as well. That goes a long way and will get you where you need to go. Signing off for the final time, I'm Michael Johnson Jr. for 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio.
This has been Open Mic with MJ on 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio.